It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Now I call to your attention John chapter 18. This is where we're studying. But look especially now in verse 18. And the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves. And Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Now Peter was here with these people. He stood with, we've talked about this, how that Peter stood with the world. It's an indication he was with the world at this point. Now, he was a saved man, but he was doing the things that he shouldn't be doing, and the thing he shouldn't have been doing was denying our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're seeing that as we read chapter 18 here. Remember, now, Jesus was there. He was being judged, and one of the soldiers had he struck Jesus. And we keep reading, and verse 25 of John 18, it says, "And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself." Now here he is warming himself again. "They said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not." And verse 26 goes on to say, "One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, saith, Did not I see thee in the garden with him?" Here's a man who had witnessed Peter cutting off the ear of a man, Malchus. Verse 27. "Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew." Now, when we think of this, we read in another section of Scripture how that Jesus had warned Peter. He warned him in John chapter 13. And I'd like to read those verses once again here now, and started with verse 31, John chapter 13. "Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said," now, they had, the Lord had instituted the Lord's Supper here, and Judas was there, and he left. And in verse 31 says, "Therefore, when he," that's Judas, "was going out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified." In other words, it's about time for him to go to the cross. "If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him." Little children, "Yet a little while I am with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, whither I go, ye cannot come. So now I say to you, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." Well, then in verse 36, Simon Peter speaks up. "Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, whither goest thou? Jesus answered him, Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but thou shalt follow me afterwards. Peter said unto him, Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake. Jesus answered in verse 38, he answered him, Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." Well, we see here in chapter 18 that this actually happened, that as Peter was warming himself by the fire of the world, that he denied the Savior. He denied the one whom he took up for him in the garden. He cut off a man's ear. But now we see Peter in chapter 18, and these verses I just referred to here, he denied the Lord. He was with the world. And I pray that you're not standing by the fires of the world today, by the warmth, being warmed by the warmth of the world. We as Christians, we sometimes become complacent with the things going on around us. We sometimes just say, oh, well, things are going to be what they're going to be. It's just as it is. And, you know, we just go along with it. But God wants us to stand up for him. He does not want us to deny him, but he wants us to acknowledge him, that he is the Savior, that he is God. We as Christians, if we don't stand up, who's going to stand up for him? We're the ones who have been left here. The Bible says that we are ambassadors for Christ, and as such that we are to stand up for him. We represent heaven. As saved people, we represent the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and we need to stand up for him. We need to quit denying Jesus Christ. Quit being afraid of the things of this world, of the people of this world, of the unsaved, and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peter, at this point, did not stand up for the Lord. He denied him three times. Verse 28 of John 18 goes on to say, "Then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early. And they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover." Now these Jews, they were so concerned about the things of God that they were looking not on the things of God, but on the rituals that they had set up for themselves. They did not want to be disqualified as a Jew, so therefore they did not go in. These accusers of Jesus Christ, they were cowards. They did not go in to the judgment hall to hear what had to be said there, what Jesus would say and what the judge would say here. We're going to see the judge just now in verse 29. Pilate then went out unto them. Jesus had been in there in the judgment hall, and now Pilate's going out to those cowards who would not go in. They were afraid to defile themselves by going in to the judgment hall. But here's Pilate now. He went out unto them and said, "What accusation bring ye against this man?" Well, they answered and said unto him, "If he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee." And they said, "Look, we wouldn't have brought him to you if he wasn't guilty of this or whatever we've accused him of. He's a malefactor. He's a criminal." Verse 31, "Then said Pilate unto them, Well, take ye him, and judge him according to your law. But the Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." You see, they were bloodthirsty. They wanted to kill the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. They wanted to kill Jesus because they were jealous of him, because they did not realize they were actually killing the Son of God. Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, they wanted to put him to death. And they said, "Our law won't allow us to do that." "But your law will, Pilate. Your law, your Roman law, you can put him to death, and that's what we want." Verse 32, it says, "That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." Jesus Christ had predicted how he would die. You remember, he predicted this. We read of it in the Old Testament, how that he would give his life. And he was bruised for our iniquity. And in Isaiah, the Bible tells us that he was led to the slaughter as a lamb, and he openeth not his mouth. He gave his life for the people of this world. The scriptures foretold the death of Christ. And Jesus himself, he said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Lifted up, that means that he would go to the cross and give his life for the people of this world. Now, let's go back and read verse 31 and 32 together. "Then said Pilate unto them, Take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, It is not lawful for us to put any man to death." And it says, "That the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." He said he would die on the cross. "Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again, and called Jesus, and said unto him, Art thou the King of the Jews? Well, Jesus answered him, Sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me?" He said, "Did someone tell you this, that I was King of the Jews, or do you realize that I am King of the Jews?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priests have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done?" You see, Pilate was confused. He didn't know what Jesus had done. He simply noted this, and he knew this, that the Jews wanted to put Jesus to death, and he really didn't know why. Verse 36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence." You see, the Jews spread the word that Jesus was a king, that he wanted to be king. And these Romans, such as Pilate, they got to a point where they were afraid that Jesus was going to try to take over the kingdoms that they had, the world that they knew. So therefore, they were going along with the Jews. They didn't want to upset the Jews. They wanted to do what the Jews wanted them to do. Pilate, therefore, in verse 37, said unto him, "Art thou a king then?" Jesus answered, "Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Every one that is of the truth heareth my voice." Jesus had said on many occasions that he was the truth, that he was the light of the world. Jesus said, "I am the truth. No man cometh to the Father but by me, because I am the truth. I am the way." Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And he's telling Pilate here, he's actually giving Pilate an opportunity to receive him as Lord and Savior. He says, "I am the truth. I am the one who came to seek and to save those who were lost. No man comes to the Father but by me." Now, he didn't go into all of that with Pilate, but as he spoke, I believe that the heart of Pilate was smitten. I believe that he knew at that point that Jesus was the King of the Jews, that he was the one whom God had sent to save his people, and not only that, to save the world. I've said this before, that there's no man with an excuse of not accepting Jesus Christ as Savior. There is no excuse for not trusting Jesus Christ as Lord. Pilate is no exception. He had no excuse. He could have been saved just like you and I are saved, and I pray that you're saved, that he could have been saved like those people in this world who have trusted him as Lord and Savior. Verse 38, Pilate saith unto him, "What is truth?" And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, "I find in him no fault at all." Jesus had done nothing wrong, and Pilate, at this point, was a wise man, because he found no fault in Jesus Christ. He knew that Jesus had done nothing wrong. Although Pilate was a wise man in the things of the world, he was not a wise man concerning the things of God. He was not wise in the point of receiving Jesus Christ as King of the Jews. He refused to do that. And I believe with all of my heart that Pilate is in the deepest regions of hell right now. He's regretting of turning Jesus over to the mob. He's regretting of turning Jesus the way he did and crucifying him on the cross of Calvary. But, you know, without the crucifixion, none of us could be saved. And I believe that Pilate right now is begging for mercy. "Jesus, please have mercy upon me," just as that rich man did in Luke chapter 16. "Have mercy upon me. Send Lazarus to dip his finger in water and just touch my tongue and have mercy on me." But it's too late. Once a person is in hell, they can never be saved. If you've never trusted Christ, ask him into your heart today.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer. Amen.